Dear friends in the parish, this is the last day of the plenary council. It is also the 28th Sunday in ordinary time. Year B. The reading from the Book of Wisdom is from chapter 7. The psalm is Psalm 89, and the second reading for this weekend's Mass is Hebrews from chapter 4. And our gospel is the last part of the discipleship section in Mark's gospel. In chapter 10, this is verses 17 to 30. In Mark's gospel today, we meet a wealthy young man, we're told, and he comes up and he poses a question which we should probably all pose ourselves at times. And that question is, what must I do to enter eternal life? That question unpacks for us, as a Christian, what is the meaning of my life? What is the purpose of my life? The young man says, what must I do to enter eternal life? So we ask ourselves, what must I do to be at one with Jesus? We're told that he's wealthy, the young man, and eventually, of course, it unfolds that it's his attachment to wealth, not wealth itself, but his attachment to it that prevents him from coming close to Jesus, therefore to being able to follow him. Because ultimately Jesus gives him an invitation that says, come, follow me, after you've given away that attachment. Now, I say again that he did not say that wealth or riches in themselves are a bad thing, not at all. And as most of us know, as adults, it's what we do with it that becomes problematic. Or I could rephrase that and say what it does to us or with us, what our attachments do to us or with us that prevent us from coming closer to God. And therefore, Jesus, the meaning of our life is either at a distance because of our attachment to things, not just wealth, but to things. And the problem for the young man, why he goes away sad, is because he has fulfilled everything in the law from the age of 12 as a good Jewish boy, and he would have been using the Mosaic law. So it's not just the Ten Commandments, but the Mosaic law held 613 commandments by this stage. So he had lived an observant Jewish life in his view. However, his attachment to wealth was the thing that was preventing him understanding what was the meaning of his life and what was preventing him from a reassurance, if you like, of eternal life. So the law, our strict following of the law, it certainly aids us to the meaning of our life, but the way in which we live the path of our life, there's no doubt about that. However, the hurdles along the way are the way in which we manipulate, perhaps, our understanding of the law, or we condition the law to serve our needs. And that's another form of attachment. So the young man here, why he goes away sad is it's not because of his wealth and because he hasn't been able to live a good life according to the law and his religious practice. He goes away sad because he has not got the ability to share. And that's the whole point with the young man. To be a rich person, especially a man, in Jesus' time, was to have a great attachment, if you like, to your family and to the things in society that gave you status. Now, what Jesus is saying is you need to remove yourself from those things, that preoccupation with status, the preoccupation with the material, and you need to share that with those that don't have it, the poor. If we look at the biblical translation of the word riches, it really means greed. So it's not the rich itself, but it's what people do with it, as I keep labouring in this point here. So this young man, He did not have the ability, even though Jesus looked at him and loved him. I think it's the only place in the gospel where we're told that Jesus looked and loved. And this young man didn't see it. He must have hung his head because the task that was being given to him was greater than he could imagine at that time. If he was able to pick up the invitation that Jesus had given him, we're told in the next part of the gospel that his reassurance of eternal life was guaranteed. He had his place in heaven, not because he earned his place in heaven, because he deserved his place in heaven, because he was able to put aside his attachments and focus totally on God. The other disciples get perturbed by this as the gospel goes on, and they say, well, what about us? We've given up everything, always through the lips of Peter, it seems to me. Peter was the bolshy one. So what about us? We've given away everything. And certainly they had given away their family. So the rich young man would need to detach himself from everything in society that gave him status and become a unique individual in the footsteps of Jesus. That's a mighty task. If wealth is, as I say, the stumbling block there, then Jesus introduces, it's a hyperbole, of course, it's an exaggeration when he says, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the apostles, they pick that up by saying, well, who can make it then? And then Jesus comes in, of course, well, for God, everything is possible. Jesus starts his conversation with the young man in response by saying, only God is good. Everything in this encounter leads us to the possible encounter of coming very close to God. The thing that blocks us so often is representative of the life of the rich young man. And that is wealth and attachment, as we say again. So the young man says, as we say, what must I do? And then Jesus says, well, there is one thing you lack, and that is the ability to share. And from this gospel and other New Testament writings, the Catholic Church gets part of its social teaching. And if we look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, numbers 2405 to 240, I'm sorry, from 2404 to 2405, the teaching of the Catholic Church on material goods that are entrusted to us by God, they're not only for our own personal advantage, but they are for the privilege of using them for the good of other people. And this is our grounding point today. It is in our Catholic social teaching, as I say, that the good that we have certainly can be for our own good, but it is primarily for the good of others. Taking the young man today, I quote from the Catechism, the ownership of any property makes its holder a steward of providence, with the task of making it fruitful and communicating its benefits to others, first of all, the family. Goods of production, material or immaterial, such as land, factories, practical or artistic skills, they oblige their possessors to employ them in ways that will benefit the greatest number. Those who hold goods for use and consumption should use them with moderation, reserving the better part for guests, for the sick, and the poor. So from the Catechism of the Church, the teaching of the Church, which drives our way of life, which gives us ultimately the light, which is the meaning of our life. Part of that from today's gospel is looking at ourselves and saying, what must we do? And what is the thing or things that I lack in my life that prevent me from following Jesus? What are those things? This is a retreat experience, particularly for those of you who may be struggling in lockdown. What must I do to inherit eternal life? And what is the thing all the things that I lack in my life to truly follow Jesus? What must perhaps I give up, or what must I learn to start to share? And I think that's a really big point there. Giving up is not losing something when we share. We certainly give away in a sense, but to share is to take what I have and spread it as wide as I can amongst those that do not have that. And sometimes that may just be friendship. It may be material things. The custom in Australia, certainly in the church, is that we give a little bit of what is our excess. A lot of countries, especially in the bigger, wealthier countries like America, for example, tithing, that is the 10%, is very much part of common practice. But for us, that's not a custom, a part of our life, really, it seems to me. And I would just be saying for all of us, myself included, look at what I have. It may be material, it may be spiritual, and make sure I share it. Make sure I share from the wealth of the riches of God's providence, as the Catechism says. God gives us these things. It is our responsibility to share them. Whatever I have, whatever has been given to me, belongs also to those that do not have what I have. That may be good health, it may be happiness, and it may be wealth or material things. That's the key to unlock our retreat experience today. What must I do, and what is the thing or the things that I lack, the things that prevent me from doing what I must do? God bless you this day. And we pray also for the successful ending of the first session, the first assembly of the Plenary Council, and the next 9 months, which is a significant time, 9 months. It is the period of human gestation. Let us see what the Council and the Holy Spirit lead us to in the birthing of the Australian Church, or the rebirthing of the Australian Church. Let us hope that it is strongly bound to our Catholic social teaching, sharing what it is that we have. Amen.